Running a Fever, episode 80. I'm going to talk about the economics of weight loss today. My name is Michael Davis. I've lost 70 pounds, 8 inches off my waist, lowered my blood pressure, increased my muscle mass, lowered my body fat, and I've become a fitness nut all at the age of 52. I did it because I love my life so much that I want to make it last as long as possible. If you feel the same way, come along on the journey and we'll get there together. If you don't, then ask yourself, why not? So, economics of weight loss. You know, I'm not talking about money, how much it costs or how much you save or anything like that. I want you to get the wrong idea. Economics can be about anything. It doesn't have to be about money. That's just the way we commonly look at it. First, I just want to say hello to all the international listeners out there. You know, I checked my stats and I noticed that we're now being downloaded by people in 21 different countries. 21 countries. So this is truly an international show, and I'm really grateful for that. Now, of course, the number one country outside of the United States is still Sweden. Sweden's right there at the top. Every episode, some people from Sweden are downloading the show, and I really appreciate it. I don't know why. I suppose it's because the show is just so darn good, you know? Like anybody would download it. So the next few are the countries that I've never been to Sweden, by the way. I hope that a listener will invite me there so I can go. But the next few are Australia, Japan, and the United Arab Emirates. This may surprise you, but I've been to all three of those countries. I don't personally know whoever is downloading the show, at least to my knowledge. I don't personally know anyone in the UAE right now, but I did get to know a couple of people in Japan and Australia. So that's really interesting to me anyway. I was just enjoying looking at the stats and seeing how that broke down. So you're listening to the internationally downloaded Running a Fever. So thanks to all those listeners and, of course, all my listeners from the United States and those umpteen other countries as well. I will probably get around to listing you at some point. So I think there's probably within a reasonably, like a month or two of this show coming out, there's probably at least 100 of you, maybe a couple hundred. And I don't ask for this type of thing very often, but I'm going to ask that all of you go and tell a friend or two that might be interested in the show. Just tell them about it. I mean, if you like something, if I like a podcast, I usually tell people about it. Or a TV show or a book. So, pretty easy, just pass it on. And I'm gonna ask you also for one more thing too. I'd like you to visit the YouTube channel. And I will put a link at runningafever.com/YouTube. Or just search for it. Best way is to just type in Running a Fever without spaces, just all one word, in the YouTube search box, and it'll show up probably on the first page there. And then subscribe. If you subscribe there, you'll get an email reminding you when an episode comes out. Maybe especially helpful if you're, maybe you just go and manually listen to shows. Occasionally I have one come out on Monday, so that might help. And if you like it, click the like button. If you don't like it, give me the thumbs down. All feedback is appreciated. And in fact, if you actually leave a comment and your YouTube profile allows messages, then I will definitely respond. Or I will respond on the show. I definitely will personally look at and respond if possible to any feedback I get. And you can email me directly, of course, as always, mail@runningafever.com. Economics. I know what it is. I don't know. I can't really give you an accurate definition. If you've ever seen that movie Beautiful Mind, that was about a prize-winning economist. In his theory, he was inspired by how men and women react in the bar while he was in school. And he came up based on that. Of course, he developed it. Based on that, he came up with his game theory, and that's what won him the prize. Of course, it can be applied to financial areas, but certainly didn't start out that way. Okay, this is kind of a financial analogy for weight loss and weight management, I should say. So the number of calories you have, based on how much you have burned in a day or up to that point in time, represents also the amount of calories that you're allowed to eat without gaining or losing any weight. So it's kind of like the money in your bank account based on what you have earned as opposed to burned. If you're burning your money, that's a different episode altogether. The money in your bank account that you've earned, the amount of money determines how much you can spend without going into debt or increasing your net worth. If you make $100 and you spend $100 in a day, your net worth stays the same and you don't go into debt. And when you hear the news and they're talking about the federal government, there's often talk about surplus and deficit. Mostly deficit, unfortunately, but same thing applies to calories. Kind of reverse though, because I usually think that I have a calorie surplus when I am eating more calories than I'm burning, and a calorie deficit when I'm burning more calories than I'm eating. But it all depends on how you look at it. So if I go out and I walk 5 miles and burn hopefully several hundred calories, but I don't eat an additional several hundred calories, then that goes in the bank. I'm actually going to lose weight, and I can spend those calories at any time, today or in the future. And if I overspend my calories, then You know, I haven't saved anything. I've got nothing in the bank. I'm actually going into debt, which means I'm going to have to work, which translates to exercise more in order to get that back, or eat less in the future, as in spend less in the future. Because fortunately, unlike in life, in which we don't really start out with any money at the beginning of the day, in the world of weight management economics, we start out with what's called the basal metabolic rate, which is the amount of calories burned just by virtue of your body mass and body composition. It's good to know. You know, you're always going to have some moving around during the day, usually. But even if you sleep all day, that basal metabolic rate is going to be the same. And it'll be higher or lower depending on the percentage of muscle in your body. It takes more calories to support muscle than it does fat per pound. So all that's really needed is your body composition numbers. So if you have a body composition scale, or you went to a place called, you know, a place like Complete Nutrition that has one of those body composition machines, then you can get your basal metabolic rate. Mine, the last time that I checked, was between 1700 and 1800 calories per day. So those are free calories that you get. Generally speaking, now I've talked about the metabolic breakdown that I had, and that happens, and that kind of throws that out the window. Your basal metabolic rate could just drop just because your body is overreacting to maintain what it needs to stay alive for a longer period of time. So it slows down, which is why starvation is not a good diet plan. So I know on your average day, I have about $2,500 to spend. Let's say a calorie's worth a dollar. I can spend it any way I want. I can spend it all in one meal, or I can decide I'm going to go into debt and I'll spend less tomorrow. Or I can actually save up calories. If I want to have a cheat meal, I can save up calories over a couple of days or throughout the week and have that cheat meal Friday night, which is usually when I have mine, or Thursday night. That cost me $2,500. Then I'm going to have to pay one way or another. Well, hope that metaphor was useful to you. I don't mind telling you, I'm kind of having a hard time today. I've been walking for about an hour, and almost the whole time I've been having some sort of mid-back muscular pain. I think it's muscular pain. Thing I wouldn't expect to be affecting me very much, since I've been doing physical therapy and I had plenty of water, and I even took Advil before I came out here, and I had something to eat before I came, or something to drink before I came out here, and shake. Sometimes you do all the right things and it still doesn't matter. Also, I got some numbness in my right leg that I experience from time to time. Nothing that will really slow me down. I should say that the knee pain that I had been experiencing since I did my first set of squats in a million years has gone away. I haven't had that knee pain, and I haven't done any squats or leg presses since then, but except in the physical therapist's office. So I'm getting a challenge today. I like a challenge. I've only done this walk 2 or 3 times, so wouldn't expect it to be that easy. Oh, that's a nice breeze. Hasn't been much airflow on the trail so far today. You know, I was just thinking, I wonder if they have training robots. You know, if I really wanted to go 4 miles an hour, if I could just have a robot that would be able to follow the trail and it would stay in front of me. And I could just follow it. If I kept up with it, then I'd be going 4 miles an hour. Just a thought, any of you robotics engineers out there. Of course, I could also have a friend on a bike do that. I don't think I'm quite up to 4 miles an hour though. Especially not today. I think normally I'm about 3 miles an hour, 20 minute mile. Coming up on the nice shady part of the front part of the course here. Winding through the trees and you know, it's nigh on summertime now, and leaves are fully out. Just past the picnic table, and honestly I'm really tempted to sit down at this point. Probably need to get my mind in the right place. Well, on a 90 plus degree day, I've definitely still got the fever. Hope you do too. I'll talk to you all next time.
This is the Paddle Up Podcast Network. PaddleUpMedia.com.